welcome to Be Simply, and today is a day of the heart and reflecting on giving in this moment. We are going to just allow ourselves to bring awareness to the breath, to air, and this precious gift that we're given in every moment that sometimes we forget that we're receiving, by bringing our attention and awareness to this beautiful aspect of how we exist here on planet Earth might help shift your resonance from one thing to the next. Allow yourself to bring the breath into the heart center, connecting to the heart as you breathe in and then breathe out, back out into the world. Again, deep breath in and out. Take another deep breath in, welcoming in this moment, and then exhale. Another deep breath in and out. And as you continue to breathe in and out of that heart, bring your awareness as you breathe in next time to the trees, these beautiful communication beings that house the memories of the past, communicate the present, and carry the resonance of the future. They also have this beautiful symbiotic relationship with the sun, creating photosynthesis and creating air, oxygen. Continue to breathe in and out. Another deep breath in and out. Breathing into that heart, welcoming in gratitude, connecting deeper into the aspect where you would like to give to self and to others. Another full body breath, breathing in and out. And as you continue to breathe, allow yourself just to imagine that which you're ready to give and receive today. Without receiving, we would run out of energy to give with. I'm going to share a little poem called The Land of Happy by Shel Silverstein. Have you been to the land of happy, where everyone's happy all day, where they joke and they sing of the happiest things, and everything's jolly and gay? There's no unhappy and happy. There's laughter and smiles galore. I've been to the land of happy. What a bore. Well, with that being, if you don't have enough happiness in your life, maybe you would like to visit the land of happy, or maybe you would like to share some happy if you have plenty of happy in your life. Today I'd like to, with that sentiment, share an organization called Kindspring. They are part of servicespace.org. It's kindspring.org. And they have a beautiful way that you can spread smiles and practice giving, anonymous acts of giving. This act of giving kindness is something so simply done, and we often forget that it can just take a moment to spread some joy, and that moment can shift someone's entire day. So imagine that you have this gift within you to grant happiness to self and others, because yes, that's the feedback loop. When we're kind to others, we feel good inside. Think about the times in your life where you have maybe not been at your highest and best, where maybe you got angry or upset, and how it felt afterwards. In my opinion, feels icky. I don't like it when I go there. And we have to be kind with ourselves and remember that we are human, that we might have those moments where we get angry, sad, whatever it might be. So knowing that we all have that potentiality, that in a moment, if we're inspired, that we can share that joy with other people, and maybe just in that moment, that might shift their energy field and shift their day and how they perceive, and might inspire them to give. So if you go to kindspring.org, you will see how many people are participating around the world in random acts of kindness. In addition, you will see these fun little cards called smile cards. This is a way that you are able to act kind without anyone knowing, taking the self out of being recognized. So these random acts of kindness, you take the card, you can pay a toll, you can get someone a bouquet of flowers and leave it on their door and knock on the door and run away. You can leave a love note for someone on the windshield of their car, and you leave the smile card. And on the back, it just lets them know, and on the front, that they've been tagged, and it's their turn to pay it forward, to spread the chain of love. So this is another way that you know that potentially, if they're inspired, they will continue the random act of kindness. When you go to kindspring.org, you'll see a tab for smile cards. You'll see stories, community, kindness ideas, and as they know in their tagline, small acts that change the world. They just put together a 21-day challenge, which I participated in. It was a lot of fun, and it inspires me actually to continually be mindfully and intentionally kind every day. So there's our inspiration for today, kindspring.org, smile cards. If you don't have one, you can order them or you can make your own. Also today, I want to bring awareness to the moon. We have a day, Monday, moon, and I thought we'd look at when the moon is going to rise. The moon actually in Delhi, which seemed to keep coming up, so I guess I'm to be connected with India, today is going to rise at 10:01 a.m., and the set is going to be at 8:31 p.m. Now, depending when you're listening to this segment, you might be inspired to look and see what the cycle of the moon is happening for you, around you, on the day that you listen to this segment. And the other aspect of the moon that we can connect to is that it has a significant role in our planting cycles here on planet Earth and our agricultural cycles. We just came out of the new moon. You might connect to where we are in the cycle and start following the moon cycles and see what happens when you stare at that big, beautiful ball in the sky. Now, from there, today you might be inspired to practice giving in another way. You can go to kindspring.org, get some ideas. You also might be inspired today to practice non-judgment. And what does that mean? How can we practice non-judgment? Well, we can start with self. And think about bringing awareness to yourself in every moment where you start to criticize self, or maybe you're not exactly where you want to be. Think about it. And if you don't judge yourself, if you're not hard on yourself, then think about how you can practice non-judgment of others. Inadvertently, we all participate in this on some level, because in every situation, we're bringing our stuff, our emotions, our sensitivities to a situation. We may not be able to relate or resonate with how someone is over there. Therefore, we might bring judgment. So rather than bringing judgment to the situation, maybe decide to look at it differently. Say, wow, they choose to express themselves that way. And wow, I choose to express myself this way. If you start to play with observation and witnessing and understand what you're seeing, and maybe even ask yourself, why is it that because they are doing that, or they look like that, or because they said that, does that ignite me? And that's an opportunity to do your inner work. If you're upset about something, maybe you need to become an activist for that cause. Maybe you are a change agent within that industry. Rather than playing the blame game, why don't we take action instead of continuing to talk about a subject and not for providing solutions? And if it is judgment towards another human being, remember that the simplest way that we can serve one another is by clearing the mind, clearing the heart, by practicing not saying things that aren't nice and thinking things that aren't nice, because that is how we create our reality. sometimes we forget the dis-ease that we see around us in the world is a collective reflection of our thought consciousness. So if we know that, then we can start to shift that by clearing the mind. So what a beautiful opportunity we have right now to bring awareness to the breath, the air that is flowing through us, and we have the opportunity to practice non-judgment. So if inspired today, just bring awareness to where you're judging, why you're judging, and then start to shift it, flip it on its head and see what happens. We're going to sign out from this segment with a little bit of loving from within. A beautiful way to start giving is to give to self, taking time out for self. This is Ann Heaton, a song produced with Ryan Buenita, Suzanne Toro, and Ann. Please, if inspired, support the arts. There's a link for Ann below. And until next time, this is she signing out with a deep bow, a soft gaze, a belly full of laughter, and a namaste.